Hey, this is Tom Dienhart coming to you with another edition of Golden Black Radio Express after Purdue's rousing victory over Nebraska. As usual, this Radio Express is brought to you by Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, Sixth Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and Charter's Team Remax Ability Plus. Hey, finally get to come to you following a victory. It seems like it's been forever for Purdue. This was a much-needed triumph. 31-27, Boilermakers rallied from an early 10-0 deficit. And, boy, they overcame a heck of a lot to get this big W today in Rossage Stadium. Consider the fact Purdue had two punts blocked. They lost the turnover battle 2-1. And then, of course, their quarterback, Jack Plummer, gets hurt late. Has to be replaced by a sophomore walk-on, Aiden O'Connell. To top it all off, Purdue committed 10 penalties today as well. Despite all of that adversity, Jeff Rom's team still found a way to summon the will to victory over Nebraska. Nebraska team that was aching to get beat. They've got their own issues for Purdue. Like I said, this is a big win. Pushes their record to 3-6 overall, 2-4 in the Big Ten. Their postseason pulse is still beating, if you can believe it. Of course, they have to win their last three games to finish 6-6 to qualify for a bowl for a third season in a row under Jeff Brahman. That's not going to be easy. Up next is a trip to Northwestern, just struggling mightily on offense. Then Purdue has an off week, and then it finishes up at Wisconsin and at home versus Indiana in the old Oaken Bucket Clash. So again, yes, it's still possible for Purdue to go bowling this year, but again, it's going to be a challenge. But heck, who knows? This team, maybe this will be the spark it needs. Like I said, a lot to be happy about if you're Jeff Brom following this ball game. But again, that injury bug continues to hound Purdue. In 2019, it's incredible, isn't it? Like I said earlier, Jack Plummer is now gone after the game. Jeff Brom said his redshirt freshman quarterback from Gilbert, Arizona, would, quote, probably be out for the year. Today, 25 of 34 passing, 242 yards, and he ran very well, 12 times for 61 yards. Jeff Brom had wanted him to do more of that, and he did it today. And unfortunately, that's the play he got hurt on late. I think it was a 14-yard scramble deep in Nebraska territory when he got tangled up. Appeared to hurt his right leg, maybe his ankle or knee. Was helped off the field. O'Connell came in, finished the drive, and again, executed the last drive of the game to win. Of course, that play, that reverse by David Bell, the 9-yard touchdown run, which proved to be the winning score, was epic, right? I mean, that's a play Brahms said they just put in this last week. They'd repped it a lot, but hadn't run it in a game, And he saw what he liked in Nebraska's defense and thought it would work, thought they'd come hard, and they did, and that created a seam on the edge for Bell to take the reverse from O'Connell and scoot into the left corner of the north end zone for the game-winning points. Also, hats off to the defense. Yeah, they gave up some big plays, but by and large, they kept Purdue in this game for the majority of the contest while the offense sputtered along at different spells. And again, this defense has played pretty well ever since the second half of that game at Penn State. It's never pretty. This isn't a steel curtain. There's not a lot of five-star talent, but a lot of times they bow their back and don't give up touchdowns, only yield field goals. And generally, I think they're playing probably about as close to potential as you can imagine, given the circumstances that they're having to deal with, too, without Marcus Bailey and Lorenzo Neal. And even Cornell Jones today missed the contest. So again, hats off to Nick Holt's unit. So that's it for Purdue again from Rossage Stadium. 31-27 victory for the Boilermakers. 3-6 overall, 2-4 in the Big Ten. Like I said, they can still go bowling if they can win out. Like I said, similar to the 2017 team that did the improbable and won out to make a bowl. So we'll see. This has been a crazy year, so we'll continue to expect the unexpected, I guess, right? Again, this edition of Golden Black Radio Express brought to you by Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, Sixth Street Dive Restaurant, First Source Bank, East End Grill, and Charter's Team Remax Ability Plus. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much for reading our content. Take care, and I'll be checking in with you guys this time next week from Evanston, Illinois. Thank you.